The number of sexually transmitted diseases has skyrocketed in Washoe County. Reno Public Radio's On Gray has more.
Since 2009, STD cases in the county have been climbing. The region experienced a jump in cases of chlamydia and gonorrhea last year, including a staggering 75% increase in primary and secondary syphilis, which are the most infectious stages of the disease. Kevin Dick is with the Washoe County Health District. The uptick, he says, can be attributed to the use of hookup apps.
We have people that come in and we are trying to figure out who their partners were so that we can stem the spread of that disease. And we have situations where they don't know what that person's name was because they just met them through an app.
Syphilis is the most serious bacterial STD. Without treatment, the infection can affect the brain, heart, and other organs, ultimately leading to death. Nevada ranks third in the nation for congenital syphilis. Those are the babies who are born to infected mothers. Jennifer Howell is also with the health agency and says prenatal testing in the first and third trimesters can help with diagnosis.
It's absolutely critical that we get women treated at the appropriate time so we don't have adverse health outcomes for those babies.
Due to Nevada's high rate of infections, lawmakers passed a bill back in 2009 that requires pregnant women get tested. Curbing the spread of STDs, Howell says, requires attacking the problem from many angles. This would include having doctors ask their patients about their sexual histories and getting them properly tested and or treated. She says there also needs to be adequate education before people become sexually active.
Having comprehensive sexual health education in our schools that's medically accurate and inclusive is absolutely necessary. It has to be a multidisciplinary approach that we need, and then people using condoms as well.
Other STDs like genital herpes and HPV continue to remain high in the region. On Gray, Reno Public Radio News.